Live from Houston and simulcasting on the Voice of Texas, AM 700 KSEV. This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Telephone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Want to continue our conversation today with a man that I have said there are very few politicians out there I can say I trust, and here's one of them. Congressman Jim Jordan represents the 4th Congressional District in the great state of Ohio. Mr. Jordan has been an unapologetic conservative, exposing and pushing back on government's abuse of we the people. Congressman, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Chris. I love the intro. loving liberty, the Texas of USA. God bless America. That was awesome.
Amen, sir. Amen. Look, I want to get your view from 30,000 feet up. I talked with Congressman Nunes yesterday. Yeah. Who now runs Trump Media Group. And he said, one of the observations he made about the Trump indictment was, if you look at it, they say classified information, classified information, classified information. But the statute they're using to prosecute him is a World War One statute that has nothing to do with the mishandling of classified information. True?
Yeah, well, and also it has, the standard is the court case, Navy v. Egan. Unanimous decision, 1988 case, Justice Blackmun wrote the opinion. And it says the president's ability to classify and control access to national security information flows from the Constitution. It's like he has the authority, end of story. He can control however he wants. He can classify, declassify. That is up to him. This idea that there's some involvement of the Espionage Act or the Presidential Records Act is baloney. This is the president of the United States, who's the head of the executive branch. He said he's declassified this information. He can control the what kind of access people have to this information. If he wants to store it in a bathroom on a stage, he can do that, for goodness sake. That is the standard. But these guys, it's all political, as you know, and it's all about trying to get President Trump.
Well, there's a standard that Joe Biden didn't meet, and I'm going to get to that in a minute. But as you know, President Trump declassified, it's been published now online, he declassified everything concerning Crossfire Hurricane, and it implicates Joe Biden, it implicates Barack Hussein Obama, it implicates the DOJ and the CIA. And there are some who are theorizing out there, and I just wanted to see what your thought was on this, that the raid on Mar-a-Lago was to get those documents back that had been declassified because they were afraid Trump was going to reveal the complicity and illegality of the Democrats and the infiltrators in the FBI and CIA. What are your thoughts?
I don't know if that's the motive or it's just the general motive. They've been trying to get this guy since 2016 when they used a fake dossier they knew was false to, get a warrant to spy on someone associated with his campaign, and it's just continued ever since. So I don't know the motive, but I do know whatever the direct motive is, the overall goal is to get the president. So much so that the guy they picked, I mean, this Jack Smith, the guy they picked, who Garland picked to be the special counsel, I actually was in a deposition with Jack Smith, 9 years ago, May of 2014, because Jack Smith, when he worked at the Justice Department then, was looking for ways, he came up in different emails and stuff that we had, he was looking for ways to prosecute the very people who were targeted by Lois Lerner and Barack Obama's IRS. So that's the kind of guy they picked to run this investigation. If it was a more specific motive, I don't know, but I knew the general motive is they've been out to get President Trump from the start. And here's another thing that just I think is so scary, so dangerous. They got his lawyer's note. I mean, the idea that you can break the attorney-client privilege and get access to President Trump's lawyer's handwritten note about the case, I mean, that is not how our system works. That is so frightening. Any American should be concerned about the fact that they did that to any other American, let alone the former president, and the guy leading in the polls right now for the 2024 race.
Unconstitutional and unlawful, which defines our political opponents. Congressman Jim Jordan is our guest right now, folks. And let's pivot because, CNN and MSNBC and the majority of the biased press, they want to ignore the current occupier of the Oval Office who is accused of selling out this country for foreign cash on multiple occasions. They want to ignore that, and they want to pretend the biggest deal is a man who's not in power, not making decisions, not harming the country, President Trump. Biden has, we're told by Senator Chuck Grassley in open floor testimony, there are oligarch tapes out there, tape these conversations, 15 of them with Hunter Biden, 2 of them with Joe Biden. Is the GOP asking the FBI if they have them?
Yes, we want the tapes, and we want the 1023 document. We actually want it made public. The American people should have a right to see that. We want it made public in an unredacted form. I didn't even get to read it in a fully unredacted form. There were redactions in the form that, as a member of the committee, when I read it, there were still things redacted. And the thing that jumped out about me is in the report, the confidential human source understands that this is a report that the FBI compiled themselves. So they're talking to a source, a credible source, who they paid for a number of years, paid a lot of money to. This source is talking to them. The FBI put this report together. They put in that report, when the source is talking to the foreign national who allegedly has these 17 tapes, the foreign national and the source are talking. The source says, hey, you better stay away from the Biden. President Trump's won the election. You should stay away from him. And the foreign national then says, nothing to worry about. There's so many different bank accounts. And he also says, we never paid the big guy directly.
The big
guy.
That
really stuck out to me, because that's the second time we've seen the reference to the term the big guy. The first one was in October of 2020. This was, though, written in June of 2020. So before we ever heard about it in the context of the campaign from that email, we have this. And now we have both the foreign national who's alleged to have paid the Bidens the money using the term big guy. And then the other one that we heard about in October 2020 is an email where it's someone who's a business partner of Hunter Biden. So people on both, people receiving the money have referenced the big guy. People paying the money have referenced the big guy. I think that's significant, and it sort of raises the fundamental question, Chris. If the big guy isn't Joe Biden, who is it?
Who is it?
Tell us who it is.
Exactly. Well, let's talk about the FBI running interference, because I want to make sure the folks understand this. Marsha Blackburn and Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley yesterday in the Senate was questioning the deputy FBI director and asking him why he redacted the existence of these recordings, yeah, these tapes. Is it true that the FBI tried to hide from Congress the existence of these tapes by redacting their existence in the FD 2023? Is that true?
I don't know, because I don't know if that's what's under the redaction. Here's what I do know. The document's not classified. Initially, the FBI wouldn't confirm that the document even exists. Then they said, well, it does exist, but we're not going to let you see it. Then they said, well, we're going to let the chairman and the ranking member of the Oversight Committee see it. Then they said, well, I guess we'll let all the committee members see it, but it's going to be seen in a redacted form. And we're saying, no, let the whole country see it in an unredacted form. The only thing that should be redacted on that form is the name of the source.
Right.
Everything else, let the American people see. After all, it's not classified, for goodness sake. That is how this should play out. The fact that it's not going that way makes us even more suspicious,
right,
of an FBI who we already have suspicions about.
Yeah, the FBI is mishandling unclassified information.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
what you could say.
Yeah, exactly.
Jim Jordan is our guest right now, folks. 4th Congressional District in the state of Ohio. This oligarch who, you know, I mean, you can blame him because he was trying to buy his way into the U.S. government, but allegedly he had a client. He was able to buy off Joe Biden and his cokehead son. Now, many people believe that once this oligarch is identified, that he could be a target for those who don't want this information out there. Is the GOP taking steps to protect the oligarch?
Well, that name in the when I read the report, the 1023, that is redacted. So that's in the report there too. Look, we don't want anyone to get hurt. You certainly don't want a source who's been helpful to our country. You certainly don't want to have to do anything that would jeopardize his safety. We understand that. But by the same token, the American people, we the people, have a right to know what's really going on, particularly with the guy who's the head of our government, the President of the United States. If this stuff, if what's alleged is actually, you know, accurate, that's huge news. That's huge concern. That's a big problem. So that's why we think this needs to be made public, with the appropriate redaction of the source's name.
Yeah, and I think it's disgusting of the conduct of the press, to be honest with you, Congressman, they focus on a man who is not making decisions in government right now. That's the main story, and they're willing to ignore the man who is sitting in the Oval Office, and we're told it's the seriousness of the charge. But it's only the seriousness of the charge when it applies to a Republican. When there's a serious charge against a Democrat, they ignore it. And I think they ought to be called out on that. Let me go through this. Right. It's a laundry list, but you're going to see where I'm going with this. The DOJ, the FBI, we know that that even though the FBI had evidence that Hillary Clinton had committed crimes, because we had James Comey on tape in that press conference saying that there was evidence she committed crimes, they used their influence to stop all investigations and all prosecution. We know, according to the Durham report, that the FBI had no evidence of a crime surrounding Donald Trump, yet they launched Crossfire Hurricane and an investigation that undermined the first 2 years of his presidency. We know the FBI has buried and slow-walked revelations of the seriousness of the Hunter Biden laptop. We also know the DOJ pressured the IRS to fire the team that was investigating Hunter Biden's finances. And we also know that the FBI is refusing to turn over, at one point, the unclassified document, the FD-1023, and we're told there are more FD-1023s about more influence peddling that outlines criminal influence peddling by the Bidens for cash, foreign cash. So naturally, the corrupt DOJ is targeting Trump. So simply put, Hillary guilty, make sure that we investigate Trump. Biden guilty, make sure that we, because, you know, as you know, Joe Biden withheld congressionally withheld funds to Ukraine. Unless they fired that prosecutor, they impeached Trump for doing that. And now Biden guilty. He admitted he had classified information since 1974 as senator and vice president. Now they're going to indict Trump. Anybody else see a pattern here?
Yeah, no kidding. No, and he had classified information at four different locations, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
So, no, it is not to mention what the Justice Department has done to interfere in elections. In 2016, as you pointed out, it was the dossier, the fake dossier that they knew was false that they used to found his campaign. 2018, it was the Mueller investigation. 2020, it was the 51 former intel officials signing the letter saying that the Biden laptop was a bunch of baloney and Russian misinformation when it wasn't. It's false what that letter said. They used the titles, former head of ODNI, former head of CIA, all that. That in 2022, they raid President Trump's home 91 days before the midterm election. And now, of course, they've indicted him 17 months before the presidential race. So that is election interference at its worst, and particularly this last one, because it's his opponent, his administration, his Justice Department that's indicting President Trump, who's beating him in every single poll.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that leads me to my final question. You know, CNN and MSNBC and the alphabet letter soup networks, they say that they don't want to cover the malfeasance because a Democrat is now in power. They don't want to cover any of that. However, you folks in Congress have a different obligation to actually finding the truth.
Yep.
Now, as we all know, Speaker McCarthy took impeachment of Joe Biden off the table. And that was before these revelations of these FD-1023s that allege that Joe Biden has been selling out our nation for a payday from foreign nationals. Do you think that now impeachment is back on the table as far as the speaker is concerned because of these revelations and the seriousness of these allegations?
Well, I do think that's a decision for the entire conference. If these allegations are, you know, if the proof becomes so compelling that, you know, even the mainstream press, I think, would have to look at it. But we don't know for sure if these tapes exist. If they do and they say what Senator Grassley has said that he thinks they're gonna say, then I think that's a different animal. But I do think it's impeachment is something we have to look at. But it's a decision that the entire Congress has to make, the entire Republican conference has to make. Because I know what it was like. I was involved in defending President Trump during the impeachment. I remember weeks in the bunker in the basement of the Capitol when Adam Schiff was doing his ridiculous impeachment, the Democrats were doing their ridiculous impeachment of President Trump. And then in the Intel Committee, the hearings, and then the hearings in the Judiciary Committee, and then on the floor, it truly consumes Congress if you go that way. And so, look, if it's warranted, we should do it, but we should first see if it's warranted and then make a decision as a conference.
About the conference, because you took me someplace I wasn't anticipating going, there are stories out there about the conservative rebellion shutting things down in retaliation for the debt ceiling deal, which arguably was terrible. And then you have now the moderate Republicans who are out there bashing the conservative Republicans, trying to lash back. And of course, the press is delighted to publish all of this Republican infighting. Can you tell me if there is one unifying principle, at least one, that unifies every Republican in that conference that would get them to come together on something? Is there anything out there?
That's what we should do. And we should remember what Sarah Huckabee Sanders said in her response the State of the Union address, when she stood up, she said, I thought she did a tremendous job, but the best line I thought was when she said, the divide in America today is normal versus crazy. And what we need to understand is Republicans need to stay united in fighting the craziness. I mean, it is crazy to want to defund the police. It is crazy to say non-citizens should vote. It is crazy to say boys should compete against girls in sports. It is crazy to say we're going to let a Chinese spy balloon fly clear across the country and then shoot it down. And you could just keep going on and on. That's the divide. And what we need to unite on is like saying we're against crazy. We Republicans are going to unite and stop the crazy radical left from doing to our country, weaponizing agencies, attacking our culture, attacking America itself. I mean, that's what we need to stay unified on and keep that as the center focus. And if we do that, we can do good things for the country and for the people we get the chance to represent.
Yeah, and oppose topless events at the White House being hosted. Yeah. I know, that's just absolutely crazy. Congressman Jim Jordan, sir, always appreciate the visit and the conversation. Come back soon.
You bet. We will. Take care. Thanks.
Telephone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Yeah, I've got some news on that too, folks. You know, you guys know that the these left-wing influencers showed up topless. You know, folks, I don't care whether you're homosexual, trans, heterosexual. It is inappropriate to show up to the people's house topless. I mean, if it was a man going topless at the White House, I would say it was inappropriate. But that's exactly what is promoted by Joe Biden's regime. I'll be right back. The Chris Salcedo Show on The Voice of Texas and TNT Radio.
TNT Radio's Timothy Shea.
I got nuked off Facebook for posting pictures of honest-to-goodness Nazis in Ukraine flying Ukraine flags with Nazi insignia on the Ukraine flags. These are actual Nazis. Nazism is still a viable political force in Ukraine to this day. From World War II until today, there has been a Nazi faction underground and now not underground in Ukraine. And I got nuked off Facebook for exposing it. Well, Bobby Kennedy Jr. was on a Twitter Spaces today. Guess what he was talking about? That's right, the Nazi regime in Ukraine. Folks, all you need to know about anybody is to whether they're good or whether they're bad, whether they're a shill or whether they're a truth teller, whether they're part of the Uniparty or whether they stand for democracy, whether they stand for our republic, is where they stand on COVID and where they stand on Ukraine. Nikki Haley came out, you know, good old neocon Nikki came out today.
A win for Ukraine is a win for all of us.
No, Nikki.
Timothy Shea on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Radio works because of its ability to personalize to the listener.
What's exciting these days is that people are rediscovering it. You know, people are really rediscovering just how powerful radio is, how ubiquitous it is. It's in our cars, it's in our homes. There are so many new ways to access it. It's everywhere.
To find out more, go to tntradio.live.
It's sad and a life-changing moment when someone special in your life reaches their end. Many of us have had loved ones who have died. Unfortunately, dying is a part of life. It teaches us to live every day to its fullest. Family, friends, workmates, and those we come in contact with all impact us in special ways. Fortunately, there is a place that helps us when this time comes. The Hospice Foundation of America is there when you need them most. Hospice is medical care for people with a short anticipated life expectancy, when a cure isn't an option, and the focus shifts to symptom management and quality of life. It's so confusing to have an expert with you during these times who are trained to address physical, psychosocial, and spiritual needs of the person, family members, and other intimate unpaid caregivers. Visit hospicefoundation.org to find out how you can donate. And be assured that 95 cents of every dollar you give goes directly to our programs that support hospice and bereavement care in the United States. A message brought to you by TNT Radio.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation is a leading nonprofit organization defending civil liberties in the digital world. Founded in 1990, the Electronic Frontier Foundation champions user privacy, free expression, and innovation through impact litigation, policy analysis, grassroots activism, and technology development. Our mission is to ensure that technology supports freedom, justice, and innovation for all people of the world. The Electronic Frontier Foundation needs your help. support our mission to defend civil liberties and human rights online. Your simple donation can help our attorneys, activists, and technologists protect privacy, free expression, and digital creativity at a time when the world needs it most. Visit eef.org to find out more. A message brought to you by TNT Radio.
This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
Frank, glad you made it here, the Salcedo Show. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Chris, and thanks for taking my call. Actually, I had 2 points after listening to Representative Jordan, but the first one, most important, involves Alan Dershowitz. He is a commentator or a contributor on the TV Newsmax.
Yes, he is.
And he gives off all these legal opinions, which some of them are okay, some of them are not, but he always manages to insert at the end that he wants President Trump to be nominated again so he could vote for him, not vote for him, a third time.
Yep.
He gets some kind of maniacal joy out of inserting that into that venue.
Well,
and I'm wondering...
Well, hold on a minute. Hold, Frank, before you get your question, because I want you to ask your question, but let me tell you about Dersh. He's a frequent guest on the Chris Salcedo Show on Newsmax as well. He's a Democrat. He's a traditional Democrat who doesn't want to shred the Constitution, who believes the Constitution should apply equally to President Trump, should apply to Bill Clinton, should apply to me, and should apply to you. However, he's a lifelong Democrat who says he is troubled by the Democrats' anti-Jew Jew hatred that is cropping up because he's Jewish. So he's very concerned about things. So the reason why Dershowitz comes on and says, he's saying, I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm just saying that the Constitution ought to be equally applied. The rule of law ought to be equally applied. So it gives him, he thinks, credibility in his standing up against what's being done against President Trump. And he is making and Dershowitz is a legal scholar. He spent devoted his life, kind of like Jonathan Turley over at Fox. Jonathan Turley is a law professor, a constitutional professor. He's a Democrat. He voted for Barack Obama twice, but he's saying all of this is a sham. All of this is an abridgment of the Constitution. There are still very few Democrats left who respect and revere the Constitution, and those are two of them.
I agree with everything you just said. I am on board. My point is, how come none of the hosts are willing to ask him what policy specifically does he not agree with that creates this hatred and, you know, trying to justify to his base that he is a hard, fast Democrat?
Well,
I just think that somebody should be out there saying, what don't you like about President Trump? Are you voting on his personality?
Well,
or are
Frank,
you voting on some...
Well, to be honest, I have asked him a similar question because when I had him on to talk about the troubling anti-Semitism that is in the Democrat Party, Frank, I said, because the home of anti-Semitism and Jew hatred is now the Democrat Party, are you going to be switching parties? And he said, no, I'm a lifelong Democrat. I'm going to die a Democrat. That's what he said to me, Frank. So I think it should. I mean, I will. You know what? I will. The next time I get Dershowitz, I'm going to say, look, man, you often say you're not a fan of Trump and you're not going to vote for him. Great. On what basis? What policy do you not like? And then see what he says. I think it's a fair question. I think it is. And it may be. And if I know Dershowitz, it'll just be I'm a Democrat. I don't vote for Republicans. It may be just that. So, Frank, thank you very much for the call, man. I appreciate it. On this Wednesday. Telephone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Okay, I got these sound bites to get into with this grilling on Capitol Hill. We got a couple of phone calls waiting. We'll get to those first before we get to these sound bites. But you've got, who is it? Blackburn, Cruz, and, Josh Hawley. I didn't pull those sound bites down, but they want to know from the FBI director, why are you hiding this stuff from the American people? Why are you hiding an unclassified document? If it's unclassified, shouldn't it be published to the American people to see? It's the Voice of Texas, AM 700 KSEV. I'll be right back.
Deadline. TNT Radio News.
Big news.
Yeah! Matt Boylan here with a look at your TNT headlines.
The United States is refusing to confirm reports that Russian forces have destroyed a fleet of US fighting vehicles in Ukraine. The US military is refusing to reveal details surrounding a helicopter accident in Syria that's left 22 American troops injured, and a new report has found as much as 10% of the $4.2 trillion in COVID cash dished out by Washington either filled the pockets of fraudsters or was wasted by the government.
Our lines are open. From the US and Canada, call 1-888-201-6425. From the UK, call 033-0024-1026. And from Australia and New Zealand, call 1-800-670-3100. Free speech is alive and well on today's News Talk, TNT Radio.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party? You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
In times of fear, World Vision has been there for the most vulnerable. For the last 70 years, we've stood with kids and families during some of the world's hardest times. Through natural disasters, war, and disease, delivering life-saving aid and support, helping rebuild lives, and empowering entire communities to lift themselves out of poverty. And we're doing the same today. Because rising to these challenges is in our DNA. And with every act of courage, faith, and love, at home and abroad, we do more than just stop the spread of fear. We replace it with hope. Learn more at worldvision.org.
This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Folks, the update on the trans, the topless trans at the White House, the celebration of division at the White House, Rose Montoya, who is a biological male, has been banned after Rose Montoya went topless with a couple of other of these individuals at the White House in a complete show of disrespect. And the White House is now banning these people, which is surprising. And this influencer who has been pictured with Joe Biden and thanking Joe Biden and then goes ahead and drops his shirt where his surgically augmented chest is visible. It is a disgrace. It is inappropriate to disrobe at the White House publicly. It is inappropriate, whether it's heterosexual, homosexual, doesn't really matter, whether it's this transvestite sickness, whatever it is, it's inappropriate. It's inappropriate. So I guess you guys can give some sort of kudos. The White House couldn't distance itself from this. But I think the damage is already done. We already know there are a bunch of sexual perverts and deviants in this White House. We already know that. Just look at Joe Biden's personal history himself. Just ask Tara Reid about Joe Biden's proclivities. She'll tell you. 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Okay, so let me get over to Marsha Blackburn. I think this is a very, very pointed questioning of the FBI deputy director. Now, I did trim out the middle because the FBI deputy director tried to steer the conversation away from what Marsha Blackburn was talking about. But she got the FBI to admit that they redacted this form to, and folks, by the way, the FBI is trying not to admit that these tapes exist. The same way they tried to say that the form, the FD-1023, didn't exist. The FBI is lying again. The FBI is interfering with a congressional investigation again. The FBI is conducting election interference again. Here is Marsha Blackburn. Listen to this.
Because when the FBI produced the document that you referred to earlier, relating to the Biden bribery allegations, and you gave that to House Oversight, you all redacted any reference to the fact that the foreign national who allegedly bribed Joe and Hunter Biden had those 17 audio voice recordings. So, first of all, why did you redact that part of the information?
Senator, first, as I said before, your assertion, or anyone who makes the assertion that the FBI is politicized, I reject it.
Yeah, a way to take up time and not answer the question directly. Your claims that the FBI is not instituting a two-tiered standard of justice is absurd on its face, and nobody believes you because you've destroyed your credibility. The FBI refusing to prosecute and investigate Hillary Clinton while manufacturing an investigation against President Trump, that is the definition of a double standard, sir. The fact that the FBI would cooperate with indicting President Trump for alleged violations concerning classified information, because it isn't even the classified information statute, while Joe Biden has admitted to illegally possessing classified information from his time as senator, is a double standard that you have exhibited, sir. And the fact that you are trying to hide the FD-1023 is also a double standard, sir, that is in front of everybody for all to see.
Wholeheartedly, it's wrong.
We see it every single day. The American people see this every single day. They look at you and they see a politicized entity that is weaponizing an agency of the federal government against the American people. Why did you decide to conceal the information in that revelation to the House Oversight Committee? Why did you redact all of that pertaining to the phone calls?
Yeah, the recordings that the Ukrainian oligarch made as a, quote, insurance policy of Hunter Biden and Joe Biden negotiating this money deal. Why did you hide the fact that it is alleged these tapes exist? Why did you hide it? And listen to this exchange. This is crucial. Listen.
We have exceptional people within the FBI.
You're not answering the question.
Best.
Why did you redact that information?
And they work relentlessly every day to...
Why did you redact the information, douchebag? Why did you redact the information? He's a very skilled liar, isn't he? This is what they teach at Christopher Wray's FBI. How to lie to the American people convincingly.
Redact that information.
And they work relentlessly every day to keep this country safe and to protect people.
You chose not to reveal that the calls were there, and Senator Grassley found it out anyway. Is that accurate?
With regard to the document,
you chose to redact it, yes or no?
We often redact documents to protect
sources
and methods.
So you chose to redact the fact that there are 17 voice recordings, two of those with the now president. You chose to redact that and not to give that to House Oversight.
Yes, they did. Why? To protect Democrats, because that's what your FBI does. If a Democrat breaks the law, undertakes a treasonous activity like selling out foreign policy for foreign cash, the FBI says, well, we can't allow the American people to find out about our lovable, cuddly Democrats. We can't allow the American people to find out the truth that Democrats are traitorous and treasonous. We can't allow that.
I have no idea if there are voice recordings or not. What I will tell you with respect to the document, the document was redacted to protect the source, as everyone knows.
Well, then,
and this is a question of life and death, potentially.
My time has expired, but I think it would be helpful if when you came before us, if you were willing to answer the questions, it would help to remove the perception that the American people have, because this is what they see. They see you do it every day, and that is politicizing the FBI and using it against the American people who don't happen to be named Biden, Clinton, or one of the elites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When was the last time you heard the FBI withholding information about any Republican? Can't remember the last time. As a matter of fact, leaks come out of the FBI about Republicans, but not Democrats. We have to get whistleblowers that come out of the FBI and say, trying to get protection by the whistleblower statute to say, yes, your FBI is corrupt. Your FBI is making itself the protective arm, the protection racket for criminal activity of Democrats. Senator Ted Cruz wasn't as genial to this disgusting, disgraceful, traitorous FBI deputy director. Cruz blasted the deputy director for refusing to answer direct questions. Now, folks, the Congress of the United States is supposed to have oversight over this agency. And this agency is perfectly comfortable just refusing to answer questions. We refuse to answer your questions because we're in charge, Senator. This is unacceptable. We should not be forced to fund unelected bureaucrats. Nobody elected the deputy director. He is accountable to we the people, but he doesn't acknowledge that he's accountable to we the people. He doesn't serve we the people. He serves socialists. He serves Marxists in this country who are actually serving communist China. Listen to Ted Cruz.
Gentlemen, every day when I'm home in Texas, I hear from Texans who are deeply dismayed about the growing politicization and weaponization of the Department of Justice and the FBI. If you are not, every one of you should be deeply concerned about the damage being done to the integrity of the institutions in which you operate. My office hears regularly from FBI agents and from assistant U.S. attorneys who are likewise concerned about the politicization and weaponization of the Department of Justice and the FBI. And this,
yes, we all are. We all are. And now the FBI deputy director will blame Congress. How dare you question us? You're the ones undermining our credibility by questioning us. You should just sit down, shut up, and do what we tell you in the FBI. That way, the American people will love us again. And when we tell you that Democrats don't get prosecuted, don't get investigated, that's the way it ought to be. See? Trust us. We're the FBI. And we're going to make up charges against President Trump and some other conservatives out there. We're going to make it up. Trust us. And the only thing that's undermining confidence in the KGB, sorry, the FBI, is you Republicans like Ted Cruz calling into question. If you just didn't question us, everybody would love us. So they're trying to blame Republicans for this outrageous behavior instead of looking in the mirror and realizing it is they themselves. It is the leadership of the FBI that is undermining confidence in the FBI.
This is profoundly damaging to the rule of law in our nation. Last month, a whistleblower brought to light the existence in the FBI of a report, an FD 1023, in which the informant alleges that President Biden and his family members engaged in a $5 million bribery scheme during his time as vice president.
That's one of three FD 1023s alleging major bribery schemes, major influence peddling schemes, criminal influence peddling schemes by Beijing Biden and his corrupt family.
Deputy Director Abadi, is it true that the FBI has a report making those allegations?
I'm not going to comment on that, Senator.
And why is that?
I'm just not going to comment on information we received, investigations.
Do you owe an obligation to the American people to be candid about evidence of corruption by the President of the United States?
This is an area that I'm not going to get into with you, Senator.
Well, yeah, because he can. Why? Because John Cornyn made sure this shrub was fully funded. And with your money, folks, he's gonna get paid. So he sits up there and he tells a sitting senator, a conservative senator from Texas, the only one we have, no, I'm not going to answer your questions. Why? I'm getting paid. What are you going to do to me? You can't do anything to me because I've got Mitch McConnell tripping all over himself to kiss my ass. I've got John Cornyn out there facilitating my breaches of law, and I don't answer to you in Congress. I'm the FBI. I run you. I control you, Senator. You just haven't gotten the memo yet. We control the American people. They just haven't gotten the memo yet. So, you know what? When you're questioning me, I don't have to answer your questions. I'm not going to answer your questions. You are irrelevant because we've got the American people's money, and we're going to take it, and we're going to use it to enslave the American people to our communist socialist ideals. This is your FBI. I'm just not going to answer your questions, Senator. I don't acknowledge your oversight over the FBI. Why? Because he can. Why? Because he can. 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Anybody else troubled by this other than me? Apparently it's only me. You'll hear more from Senator Cruz and Senator Cruz. Your liberty-loving Latino and Senator Cruz very upset about the refusal of these government agencies that we are forced to fund, saying, we answer to nobody. I have news for you, Deputy Director. You will answer to all of us one way or another, sir. You will answer to us one way or another. What you have planned, Deputy Director, cannot be allowed to come to fruition. And if you believe in the judgment of the King of the Universe, sooner or later you will answer for what you've done. I'll be right back.
Here we go again. The media is blaming the Canadian wildfires on climate change.
From Washington, D.C., this is the Morano Minute with your host, TNT Radio's Mark Morano.
USA Today blaming climate change for causing Canadian fires, the smoke of which even reached the East Coast and Mid-Atlantic states, fueling closures in haze and fog from Washington, D.C. through New York City. Oddly enough, the paper also reported that temperatures were running up to 8 degrees cooler in D.C. due to smoke in the atmosphere. Of course, the scientific reality is there is less fire today than centuries ago. Wildfires are essentially more of a social problem rather than a natural one. Forest management and arson are critical factors in today's wildfires. So the next time the media or climate activists blame wildfires on climate change, you'll know it's propaganda. This is Mark Morano for the Morano Minute on TNT Radio.
Children in poverty, each one unique. Each one full of dreams. They're our hope, our future. They're the reason Children International exists. When the whole world changed, we developed new ways to reach children and families in poverty during these vulnerable times.
I'm learning every day.
I'm healthy and strong.
To learn more, go to children.org/help today.
Affordable housing. We can build that. Sustainable housing, we can build that. At MIT Modular, we understand the importance of housing for all and the importance of design, cost, and functionality. Our goal is to meet the needs of our growing population by converting shipping containers to livable units. If you're like-minded and in a position to invest in something meaningful and life-changing, we want to hear from you. We are a team of professional architects, engineers, and financial and tax experts dedicated to offering unique solutions that provide a brighter future. Our Opportunity Zone Fund offers investors both real estate and operating business diversification, 5-year tax deferral on capital gains, annual tax benefits, and ultimately tax-free appreciation potential. There are Opportunity Zones all over America. If you're interested in learning more about our services, need affordable housing, or want to participate in creating a new vision for tomorrow, give us a call in the U.S. on 385-985-5702. or read more at mitmodular.com. MIT Modular. We can build that.
Imagine the trauma of losing your child in a drowning. Did you know that up to 35 children a day drown in Vietnam? This shocking number of drownings happens because children are not taught how to swim or even to stay alive in water. And Vietnam is an amazingly wet place with water everywhere. Water Safety Vietnam has a mission to assist and significantly reduce the drowning toll in Vietnam and to further promote the opportunity for all Vietnamese children to learn water safety, swimming, and survival skills to survive in a range of aquatic environments. Water Safety Vietnam sends trained surf lifesavers to Vietnam to qualify school teachers as certified swim teachers on a train-the-trainer model. Thousands of school children have learned how to stay alive in water, and your support is needed to expand the impact of this program. Visit watersafetyvietnam.com and help make a difference today. A message brought to you by TNT Radio.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is the Chris Salcedo Show on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Folks, glad you made it back. Our telephone number is 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. More from Senator Cruz and this degenerate FBI director refusing to answer questions about an unclassified document detailing a bribery scheme that was hatched. One of three, we're told, one of three bribery schemes being investigated by the FBI that the FBI is working to keep quiet.
I understand you don't want to, and that's why people are mad at the FBI, because you're stonewalling and covering up serious allegations of evidence of corruption from the president. Yesterday, Senator Chuck Grassley stood on the Senate floor and alleged that there are 17 recordings of this informant from Burisma, Ukrainian natural gas company. 15 of them are recordings, voice recordings of him talking to Hunter Biden. Two of them are voice recordings of him talking to Joe Biden. Deputy Director Abate, does the FBI have 17 voice recordings laying out evidence of a bribery scheme?
Senator, I would add also that we've worked with the House Oversight Committee.
Yeah, this is the Senate. We're the other side of the Capitol. This is the Senate. Do you have those 17 recordings?
I'm not going to comment on any investigative matters, Senator.
See, that's the problem. The FBI, and I've had this conversation with Chris Wray, too. This is why you are damaging the institution. The American people have a right to know whether there is serious, credible evidence that the President of the United States took a $5 million bribe. And by the way, if it's false, Chairman Durbin just rolled his eyes. If Chairman Durbin were interested in the rule of law, we would have a hearing on these allegations. But of course, the Democrats don't want a hearing on these allegations.
And the FBI's committed to making sure the Democrats never have to. We're just going to keep it all hidden. The American people, says the FBI, don't have the right to know that their current occupier of the Oval Office is a crook. Have it confirmed. They can suspect all they want. They can suspect that Beijing Biden is a traitor, but we will not be providing. We are going to hide the proof of said, says your current FBI. And then they claim with a straight face, we're not undertaking a dual standard of justice. Tell me, Deputy FBI Director, would you hide, if this were President Trump, would you hide the fact? No, it'd be leaked out tomorrow.
And to be clear, if the allegations are false, you know who could disprove them? Joe Biden. He could call for this to be released publicly. But the FBI is stonewalling.
He's pausing.
Would you agree?
Two things, Senator. No one's stonewalling. The 1023
you just said you refused
was provided
to answer the
in response to a subpoena.
The dude's refusing to answer direct questions from a sitting U.S. senator. That's the definition of stonewalling. That's the definition. Actually, it's the definition of refusing to acknowledge that you have any oversight.
Okay, then why'd you refuse to answer my question?
The pertinent information is there, and I reject your assertion that the FBI is politicized.
Why did you refuse to answer my question?
I just answered your question.
Okay, so
it was a circular argument. You didn't answer a damn thing. You're not a politician, sir. We don't accept from law enforcement these circular arguments. Excuse me, the question is, what did you have for breakfast? Well, you know, That's a very complicated question. It started back when I was born. And, you know, the formula that I had, I asked you what you had for breakfast. Yes, I know. But see, I'm answering your question, Senator, and just running out the clock here. And blah, 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 blah. And the alignments of the planets are, see, that's what cowardly politicians do. And we have a higher standard in the United States for so-called law enforcement. And this Deputy Director Abate is failing that test.
Yes, you have a 1023. Do you have the 17 recordings? Yes or no?
I'm not going to get further into that.
So you're stonewalling. You can't say I'm not refusing to answer your question, but I won't answer your question.
I'm going to answer within the parameters that we operate in.
That's the problem. The FBI has right now an unlimited hubris that you believe you are unaccountable. You don't believe you're accountable to the United States Congress, and you don't believe you're accountable to the American people. And you are doing damage. The FBI is a great institution. When I go home to Texas, people ask me, should we abolish the FBI? Now, I tell them no, because you have heroes and patriots working for you that are catching child predators, that are catching terrorists.
Unless they sit in the White House.
But you're sitting there happily erecting a wall to protect Joe Biden. Will you provide to this committee, not the House, the Senate Judiciary Committee, will you provide the FD 1023 and will you provide the 17 recordings so we can assess what is the evidence, the specific credible evidence that Joe Biden personally took a $5 million bribe from a foreign national?
Senator, we will work with this committee, you and other members, to provide the information within the parameters of the process.
Will you provide the FD 1023, yes or no?
I will take that back and we will work with our
team. So you're not answering that. Will you provide the 17 recordings?
We will take that back and we'll work with you.
So yeah, take that back and we'll work with you and we'll stall and maybe around, 2028, 2027, 2029, somewhere around there, we'll get around to actually complying once we have facilitated the complete destruction of the United States and the American people can no longer defend themselves from our agenda in the Biden FBI, which is to turn over the United States to the control of communist China. Then we'll be more than happy to turn over all that information to you, Senator. Is this okay with everybody? Seriously, is this okay with everybody? Yeah. John Cornyn is John Cornyn's thumbs up with all this. It's great. Hey, don't bother calling any of your local Republican precinct chairs or any of your Republican committee members. They don't care. They're going to go to a cocktail party with John Cornyn. I'll see you tomorrow.